This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. A community banker's case that ownership is the founder's foundational right. On a Kim Munson Show Independence Week broadcast, First American State Bank founder Jay Davidson argues that the right to ownership underlies every other liberty. As the Declaration turns 250, the founding record from John Locke to George Mason shows how deeply property ran through the rights the founders set out to secure. Denver, the Declaration of Independence turns 250 on July 4, and to the community banker Jay Davidson, the anniversary is a fitting moment to ask which right the founders placed at the foundation of all the others. Davidson, the founder and chief executive of First American State Bank, has a direct answer. "The right to ownership is the foundational right to your liberty," he said. "How can you have freedom if you can't own your own life? You can't." Davidson made the case during a pre-recorded Independence Week appearance on The Kim Munson Show, where he is a regular guest and a sponsor. His point is a normative one, that ownership belongs at the center of the founder's promise, and he returns to it often. "That's why I always harp on the life, liberty, and ownership," he said. He frames ownership as the better word for what the founders meant to protect. "I think we should refer to ownership instead of happiness because it's more accurate," he said. "It's more realistic." For Davidson, the principle is also a warning. A right that comes from a creator rather than a government is a right no government can revoke. "Do I have life, liberty, and ownership rights?" he asked. "Well, they came from God. They didn't come from you, so you can't take them away." The triad most Americans can recite reads, "Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." That is the wording the Second Continental Congress adopted on July 4, 1776, and the line has anchored the nation's self-understanding ever since. Davidson reaches the passage from memory, and when Kim Munson read the adopted wording back to him on air, he welcomed it. "Thanks for getting the quote right," he told Munson. "I missed it up, but the whole idea was the same." That graciousness is worth noting, because the idea Davidson is pressing has a deeper pedigree than any single line. He calls the founder's achievement an inheritance refined from older sources. "They took the Magna Carta and put it on steroids, and they created our Declaration, our Constitution," he said. Davidson's instinct that ownership sits near the heart of American liberty is well-founded in the record. The founder's vocabulary of rights was steeped in property. The clearest source is John Locke, whose 1689 Second Treatise of Government grouped a person's lives, liberties, and estates under one heading. Locke called that bundle by the general name, property, and he wrote that the chief reason people form governments at all is the preservation of their property. The founders did not have to reach back a century to find the idea. Weeks before Jefferson took up his pen, George Mason's Virginia Declaration of Rights, adopted June 12, 1776, listed among the inherent rights of all men the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety. Mason's text carried property and happiness together as companion goods rather than rivals, and Jefferson knew it well. The Declaration was the work of the Committee of Five, appointed June 11, 1776, Jefferson of Virginia as principal author, joined by John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman, and Robert Livingston. Congress voted for independence on July 2 and adopted the edited Declaration 2 days later. From the earliest surviving draft in Jefferson's own hand, the famous phrase already read, "the pursuit of happiness," the language that carried through every revision into the adopted text. That history places Davidson's emphasis in its fullest light. The founders chose "the pursuit of happiness" as their summary phrase, and behind that phrase stood a property tradition running straight from Locke through Mason into the founding generation's understanding of what a free person is owed. Davidson presses on the ownership strand of that inheritance, and the strand is genuinely there. For Davidson, ownership is where the abstraction of liberty becomes concrete. Freedom, in his telling, belongs to the individual. "Freedom is individual, period," he said. He casts the relationship between a citizen and the state as a fixed sum. What freedoms you as an individual don't have, the government takes from you. Property is the test case. A right to own and keep what one earns is. For Davidson, the difference between a citizen and a subject, and he reads the modern drift toward taxes, fees, and regulation as a steady transfer of that ownership away from the individual. It is an argument built for the anniversary. Davidson's claim is that the founders secured something more tangible than a mood, and that the surest way to honor the 250th is to defend the ownership that makes the rest of liberty possible. What is the first freedom, he asked? Your life. From there, in his account, everything a person builds on that life, beginning with what they own, follows as a matter of right.
And now, Kim's perspective.
The founders wrote the pursuit of happiness into the Declaration, and Jay Davidson asks us to notice how much of that promise rests on ownership. He is right that property runs deep in the founders' idea of liberty. You can trace it from Locke's estates to George Mason's Virginia Declaration, written just weeks before Jefferson's. A right that comes from our Creator is one no government can hand out or take back, which is exactly why a free people guards what it owns. In this 250th year, that is worth remembering, the surest measure of liberty is whether the things you build and earn remain yours. Independence began as a claim about where our rights come from, and it endures only as long as we keep insisting they are ours. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.